Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Tourists in the Mexican resort of Cancun sheltered on Tuesday night in a local university ahead of the arrival of Hurricane Delta, a Category 4 storm that is expected to make landfall at the Yucatan Peninsula early Wednesday. The worst of the immediate impact is expected along the resort-studded northeastern tip of Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula, where hurricane conditions were expected overnight and making landfall early Wednesday. Officials warned that residents should have several days of water and food on hand. Tourists who stayed in hotels and rented apartments in Cancun, as well as some of the local residents, were evacuated to the Cancun Convention Center for shelter. Cancun had opened more shelters than usual to give people more space in recognition of the COVID-19 pandemic. Thousands of federal troops and emergency personnel are now on standby to lend assistance if needed. U.S. President Donald Trump, who was under doctor's care with the coronavirus, said on Tuesday that he is planning to show up for his second debate with Democratic Party presidential nominee Joe Biden next Thursday in Miami. Trump first tested for COVID-19 last Thursday and was hospitalized 3 days before returning to the White House Monday. Based on that timeline, his attendance at the town hall style event, during which he and Biden are to answer questions from members of the audience, could pose a public health risk based on guidelines from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The CDC considers someone infected with the virus to be contagious from 10 to 20 days after the onset of these symptoms. Meantime, Vice President Mike Pence and the Democratic vice presidential candidate Kamala Harris will debate tomorrow evening. By remote, this is VOA News. Top U.S. military leaders, including General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, are self-quarantining after contact with the U.S. Coast Guard Vice Commander Charles Ray, who has tested positive for the coronavirus. Officials have yet to confirm how Ray, who received a positive test result Monday after experiencing mild symptoms over the weekend, was exposed to the virus. The defense official told VOA the leaders are quarantining in order to comply with the Defense Department guidelines established by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The Food and Drug Administration has laid out its safety standards for developers of the coronavirus vaccines after the White House blocked their formal release. Move Tuesday is the latest example of the tug of war between Trump officials and government scientists over the review and timeline for upcoming vaccines. Specifically, the FDA documents make clear that companies must provide at least 2 months of safety data from participants before seeking emergency approval from the agency. That requirement would almost certainly preclude the introduction of a vaccine by Election Day on November 3rd. Hundreds of Israelis marched in Tel Aviv Tuesday, continuing months of protests against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The embattled prime minister has been the target of weekly demonstrations outside his official residence in Jerusalem since the summer, with protesters calling on him to resign over his trial on multiple corruption allegations. Israel went into a second nationwide lockdown last month and is now grappling with one of the worst COVID-19 outbreaks in the world on a per capita basis. The emergency government has been roiled by infighting and has faced widespread criticism over its confusing and often contradictory response to the pandemic. Israel has recorded more than 272,000 coronavirus cases and more than 1,700 deaths since the beginning of the pandemic. And Turkey's bid to become a member of the European Union appears to be in jeopardy after the bloc's executive branch on Tuesday said it is displeased by what it called Ankara's failure to sustain democracy and fight corruption. In the annual report on the country, the European Commission cited too much political power in the hands of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, which has resulted in a poor economy and eroded the independence of the judiciary. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.